Hi, Pastor Brandon here for our readings from February 8th, 2020. As we continue as a family of families to seek Him together through His Word as one. Our readings today are Psalm 22, 1 through 8, Genesis 38, and Matthew 13, 36 through 46. We'll be starting with Psalm 22, 1 through 8. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are wholly enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Genesis 38. It happened at that time that Judah went down from his brothers and turned aside to a certain Adullamite, whose name was Hira. There Judah saw the daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shua. He took her and went into her, and she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Ur. She conceived again and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. Yet again she bore a son, and she called his name Shelah. Judah was in Chezeb when she bore him. And Judah took a wife for Ur, his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. But Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord put him to death. Then Judah said to Onan, "Go into your brother's wife to perform the duty of your brother-in-law to her and raise up offsprings for your brother." But Onan knew that the offspring would not be his. So whenever he went into his brother's wife, he would waste the semen on the ground so as not to give offspring to his brother. And what he did was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death also. Then Judah said to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, "Remain a widow in your father's house till Shelah, my son, grows up." For he feared that he would die like his brothers. So Tamar went and remained in her father's house. In the course of time, the wife of Judah, Shua's daughter, died. When Judah was comforted, he went up to Timon, to his sheep shearers, he and his friend Hira the Adullamite. And when Tamar was told, "Your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his sheep," she took off her widow's garment and covered herself with a veil, wrapped herself up, and sat at the entrance to Enaim, which is on the road to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah was grown up, and she had not been given to him in marriage. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute, for she had covered her face. He turned to her at the roadside and said, "Come, let me come in to you." For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. She said, "What will you give me that you may come in to me?" He answered, "I will send you a young goat from the flock." And she said, "If you give me a pledge until you send it. He said, "What pledge shall I give you?" She replied, "Your signet and your cord and your staff that is in your hand." So he gave them to her and went into her, and she conceived by him. Then she arose and went away, and taking off her veil, she put on the garments of her widowhood. When Judah sent the young goat by his friend, the Adullamite, to take back the pledge from the woman's hand, he did not find her. And he asked the men of the place, where is the colt prostitute who was at Enima at the roadside? And they said, no colt prostitute has been here. So he returned to Judah and said, I have not found her. Also, the men of the place said, no colt prostitute has been here. And Judah replied, let her keep the things as her own, or we shall be laughed at. You see, I sent this young goat, and you did not find her. About 3 months later, Judah was told, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has been immoral. Moreover, she is pregnant by immorality. And Judah said, bring her out and let her be burned. As she was being brought out, she sent word to her father-in-law, by the man to whom these belong, I am pregnant. And she said, please identify whose these are, the signet and the cord and the staff. Then Judah identified them and said, she is more righteous than I, since I did not give her to my son, Shelah. And he did not know her again. When the time of her labor came, there were twins in her womb. And when she was in labor, one put out a hand, and the midwife took and tied a scarlet thread on his hand, saying, this one came out first. But as he drew back in his hand, behold, his brother came out. And she said, what a breach you have made for yourself. Therefore, his name was called Perez. Afterward, his brother came out with the scarlet thread on his hand, and his name was called Zerah. Matthew 13, 36 through 46. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, the one who sows the seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. These are our readings for Saturday, February 8th, 2020. And in particular, I do want to go back to our Genesis passage today and just go, wow, what is going on here? The story of Tamar and Judah and all just the dysfunction we see here. And what we need to understand is Judah becomes one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Not only does Judah become one of the 12 tribes of Israel, King David comes through the line of Judah. More importantly, who else comes from the line of Judah? Jesus. No matter how dysfunctional this may be, no matter how appalling this story of Judah's life may be, God uses it to do something amazing, and that is to bring his son. One of the really amazing things, too, when we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, in particular, the first chapter in the genealogy of Jesus, there's someone mentioned there by the name of Tamar. Now, this isn't just interesting to us because of the fact that Tamar is in the genealogy of Jesus. But more interesting, Tamar was a Gentile. She wasn't a Jew. She was married into the family. She was a Canaanite woman. But yet she is mentioned in verse 3 of chapter 1. And Judah, the father of Perez, and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez, the father of Hezron. And here's the thing. God uses people. It doesn't matter how broken we are. It doesn't matter how sick we are. It doesn't matter how sinful we are, God can and will use people to bring about his will, just like he used people like us. And you may say, well, I've never prostituted myself out to my father-in-law, nor have I ever slept with my daughter-in-law thinking she was a prostitute. You may say that we've never done those things, but we all have sinned and fallen short and missed the mark. God still can and will use us. And here's the good news in Jesus. We're forgiven of that sin. We're free of that sin. We are liberated to live a new life once again. And that is what our parables of the hidden treasure and the parable of the pearl of great value teach us. There is nothing more valuable on this earth, in this universe, than the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ. Paul would say in Philippians 3, he counts all the former things of his life as rubbish for the sake of knowing Jesus and knowing of his resurrection. There is a great treasure and prize in our Lord Jesus Christ. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. 'Cause you will seek me and you will find me when you seek